Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL. So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode. So back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind of Hugh Douglas.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
Boy, I wish we had the mind of Hugh Douglas to pick this morning, but he's on vacay. So Hugh is out enjoying himself this week. He will be back next week. And in his place, we will do a little Hugh's World as a team, because it takes three of us to equal Hugh in size, but also to because he's a mountain of a man, but also just we'll all do it together here, guys. An hour from now, we are going to have some pretty big news, because Captain Kirk is going to go warp speed. Well, okay, maybe not warp speed, but however fast rockets go, he's going into space. 90 years old, and Bill Shatner's going into space an hour from now.
Is that safe for a 90-year-old person to be going up into space?
All right.
He's only going to be there for
You know how
minutes.
I felt about the Jeff Bezos space. Is he going into low orbit, or is he going into space?
This is the Fast and Furious conversation all over again. It was space aid. They went above the Earth.
They're going into, you know, they're going, they'll spend 4 minutes. They'll spend four. They say that the story says they will spend 4 minutes in weightlessness. Does that count as space?
No, it does not. I want one full orbit. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. They're not going to orbit.
I want one full orbit.
Going up and coming down.
Then okay. I don't count it.
Okay, all right.
Well. Yeah, don't get me wrong. You're a lot closer than I got.
I don't know. But Captain Kirk going up into space. 90 years old. I mean, so if now we see all these people that are going up there. If you got the ride there with Bezos or with Virgin Atlantic with Branson, would you go, Orin?
If it meant I had to spend an extended period of time with Richard Branson or Jeff Bezos, absolutely not. I don't want to be in a enclosed explosive tube with those two dudes. No. Now, if they weren't on the trip and it was just some random folks, absolutely, I'd love to go to space. But don't put me in enclosed space for I don't know how many hours I'd have to be there. Listen to Richard Branson talk about all his exotic pets, and listen to Jeff Bezos just talk about Amazon Prime deliveries. I don't want to hear about that.
Well Abe, here's the thing, is that both Branson and Bezos offered Captain Kirk was the big get. Okay, he was the big get because of who he is. So he was the big get. They both offered. He chose Bezos. I don't know why. I mean, I have no idea. Maybe he knows him.
Probably he got off of Roma to choose.
Well, there's a proof of concept with Bezos, right? Getting going up
there
himself.
Yeah, I guess. But he chose Bezos. Offered by both, chose Bezos. Going at age 90, which is pretty cool if you think about it. You know, some people don't remember him as Captain Kirk, I guess. They think Denny Crane, or they think Priceline guy. I don't know. One of the three. But he's going up into space here in an hour. I would you go? I mean, Abe, if you had a chance, I mean, seriously, would you, if they offered you, I know you say it's not legit here in your opinion, but would you go?
I mean, if it was offered to me, sure. Then I'd complain the entire ride back down that we weren't there long enough. It didn't count. Turn this thing around. We need to be out there longer.
I'm just still tripping about the fact that he's 90 going up. And like, don't get me wrong. Just take your old ass home, man. And sit in a chair.
Oh,
someplace.
Hey, that's Captain Kirk you're talking about.
Exactly.
What's wrong with you?
He's 90 years old, man. Like, granted, like, just.
Liam Neeson's like 74 when Taken was filmed. You think he's over there beating all sorts of European mobsters up?
Well, this is real, though, Abe. This is.
That was real?
You can't fake
Based on a true story.
You can't fake a space Well, we're not going to get into
this. Wait, we don't want to go there.
No,
please.
I'm not getting into that. Not getting into those conspiracy theories this early in the morning. But, yeah, just this 90-year-old man.
Hey, I'm all for him. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful.
It's a cool story.
I have a Fresca and a cup of applesauce and sit down somewhere and chill, bro.
I think it's pretty cool, I got to say. I think it's
meaner towards Shatner than I am towards Snicker. It's dangerous territory to enter.
What happens if Brian Snicker was selected to be the one to go on that spaceship, eh? What would you say then?
Good for him. That's awesome.
I see you were trying to get him to go there. He didn't go there. You tried. I give you credit, Orin. You went. You. Okay.
I think it's cool. Anyone that goes up there, I would. If it were me, I'd be disappointed. It wasn't like a full orbit. I feel like I'm getting.
And that may be coming with these.
We're
not there
experience.
Yet
it's not
with
just
these. Right.
Up there for 90 seconds.
It's sort of like, you know, if you go way back in the. You know, the Apollo missions before that, the Gemini or Gemini or whatever you want to call it. You know, I mean, they were going up and coming down, and then they had to orbit. I mean, they had to do like one step at a time. Because eventually, I think they want to do space tourism where they're – I think eventually one of them wants to go to the moon. And so, this is first step stuff.
I want to clarify here. I'm not an ageist. I just want to make sure I get that out there. Not an ageist in any sense of the word. But just something about a 90-year-old person going into space. I mean, if I'm his caretakers or his family – gotta admit, like I'm.
Yeah, but if it ends there, what? I mean, I hope it doesn't. But would there be a more perfect ending for your life story if you're Captain Kirk?
I'm sorry, I don't know how much interest would be generated in those flights if somebody dies on one, John.
Even
if it is Captain Kirk that dies,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, if he dies according to Abe in low orbit,
I wasn't trying to go so much there. I kind of did, but I didn't mean to. All right, so the game ends yesterday, right? And Orin exercises every demon that we all had him on. And I told him yesterday when he went, I told you, Orin, I said on the air, they're going to win. You're going to go, they're going to win. And, you know, and because I was really confident they were going to win the game last night. I just really had a good feeling. And they did. And you were there, and so now nobody can say nothing to you no more, Orin. Nothing.
There's a new problem. There's a new problem.
Uh-oh. What?
There's a new problem.
With Shatner?
No, not with Shatner. Orin was in attendance last night, exercised the demons.
Yes.
Brian Gebhardt, also in attendance last night. Gebhardt was 0-5.
Career Braves games.
At playoff games, I think. I don't think.
No, I think he's ever seen the Braves win before.
I think it was playoffs. He's been in more than five Braves games. Had to be playoff games. Either way, and this is from some mentions on Twitter, which I don't have in front of me, so I forgot who said it. Are we now stuck that we have to send both Brian and Orin to every future home game for the Braves?
Yeah, we may have to.
Every playoff game?
Yep.
Hey, if y'all guys want to
do that, we're stuck in that loop now, right?
Buy tickets that's broken. For me to go. I will sit in the same – I will stand in the same spot every single time. I won't wear the same thing, but – I wear the hat I bought yesterday.
The only problem is there are going to be no more $25 tickets.
That's a good point, John. We're going to have to change the goal on our GoFundMe.
Now we're into $250 tickets. Yeah.
A couple
okay?
things. Last night when the Brewers went up 2-0, I'm not going to lie. I got some tweets from some people. And some texts from some people.
One dude said, "Leave now."
People told me to go home. Like they were legit. Say, like, dude, go home. Go just hop in the car. And I had the keys in my pocket. And
the worst thing you could have done is have left and then have them come back after you leave.
Because then I would.
Then you're really buying in. I never bought in at any point on this superstition of you being a curse, even though they've. You're like 0-9 in Atlanta sports teams.
Oh, I didn't tell you this either. It wasn't just the last Braves game I went to was bad.
Well, you screwed up the Hawks playoff game.
Georgia.
Georgia.
The last two Braves games I've been to have not been great. The previous Braves game I went to before yesterday was a little affair with the Marlins in 2018 where Ronald Acuna was getting ready to set or break a leadoff home run record.
And got
plunked in the hand by Urania. That was the last Braves game I went to before the Cardinals game.
Okay. Well, now you've broken that streak, too. So, okay. So you're all good. You know, you and Gephardt, you shared some high fives, I guess, after the game.
Yeah, we had a hug, man. It was pretty cool.
A hug.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, at that point, you're hugging strangers. Not the time to be really hugging
strangers. It's Gephardt.
No, not just Gephardt, but you're just hugging folks, man. Yeah. And
maybe high five, folks. I'm not sure.
I should have maybe high fived instead of hugged, but it just was.
Yeah, I mean, there's COVID. The moment, I mean, happy, you know, man. COVID because you had COVID and all that kind of stuff.
Now, John, I've got a problem for game one and game two.
And that is?
Who do you hug?
Well, we don't know if it's here or not.
Is it, where it is doesn't change my problem. I'm out of town for a wedding this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to be way more.
What is it? Wait a second. Stop for a second. What is it with you and weddings? This is like the fourth wedding you've been to in like a year and a half.
Man. Weddings,
second
man.
One. It just seems like a lot.
Seems like
And yeah, they're northern folk, which is why wedding during football season. Don't ask me to explain. I'm not going to get into it. Look, this is my family, and I love them and all, but I know I'm going to be way more invested in game one than I am in the wedding.
Where's the wedding?
D.C.
D.C.
Definitely going to be way more invested, and with an open bar and game one probably coinciding around the same time, could be problems. Could be problems.
Yeah, not to mention, Georgia, Kentucky, and everything else is going to be going on Saturday.
I don't think there's going to be a problem with Georgia, Kentucky.
Atlanta United in Toronto? I mean, there's going to be.
It better not be a problem. They better go home.
A lot of good stuff going on Saturday. Going to be a busy day. We're going to have a busy day. We've got Braves, got Georgia, got no Georgia Tech this week.
I will trade all Atlanta slash, well, I know Orange's not going to agree to this. I'll trade all Atlanta / Athens sports results for the Braves. How about that?
Oh, no, stop.
United
stop,
can lose.
Stop.
Georgia can lose.
I want them all together.
Hawks may have a greedy preseason game they can drop. I don't know.
Trade off anything, man.
Florida, if Florida wants to fall to LSU, that's fine.
I'll take that. That's okay.
I will make any and all sports-related trades in favor of the Braves taking home.
Yeah, let's just keep it done.
See, here's the thing. I think a lot of people after the first 2 hours think I'm anti-Braves. I'm just concerned. You know what's weird, John? Because I don't think I'm the only one in this realm. I live in this pocket, right, this sports fan pocket of I'm not comfortable being optimistic, right? So I've got to create these arguments that move me back to the pessimistic side sometimes. I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable feeling good about my teams.
I guess not. Did you win your soccer game last night?
So I ended up actually playing three games because I had to help my sister's teams. So we went 2-1. How about that?
Okay. Right,
a winning record.
Hugh's World Without Hugh was brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. The holidays are coming. It's all good. Georgia Hemp Company with locations Woodstock, Decatur, Sandy Springs. Full line of all your favorite CBD and hemp products like lotions and, as Hugh says, alls. Check out the GeorgiaHempCompany.com for the holidays. Joe Patrick, you got to check him out next. Our Braves insider. What does he think? How does he vote in the poll? There's a poll up right now on our Twitter at 929TheGame. Was this season peak? Or is this just starting? Was Freddie's home run the height of the year or the beginning of something special? Next with Joe Patrick as we continue on the morning show on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Join the game. Joe Patrick is our Braves insider. He's brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above with Jersey Mike's. And Joe jumps into the program, talk a little bit about the Atlanta Braves. We're taking your votes and your reaction on our Twitter at 929 The Game and on my personal Twitter at John Fricke. Was Freddie Freeman's home run to beat the Brewers the end of more than we could have expected this season, given where the Braves were middle of the summer, or was it the first blow in what will be a magical postseason run? And you can vote, it was season peak, or we're just starting. So, Joe Patrick, was that blow the final point on a season that was better than expected, or was that the blow that signals the beginning of a magical run?
Well, I don't know. I think that's to be determined, but I will say that I think that, you know, kind of the way that that game unfolded, the way the whole day unfolded really for the Braves was kind of a microcosm for the way this season has gone. And I say that because you lose a guy like Jorge Soler going into the game, and it seems like this team has just been battling this kind of thing all year long, losing key pieces to this lineup, and they just battled through it. They just replaced somebody. It may not always be the prettiest thing at times. It may not always be mistake-free baseball at times, but at the end of the day, when you don't expect the success to happen, especially when you got Josh Hader coming in, probably the best reliever in all of baseball, Freddie Freeman takes him yard. You know, it's like that's the way it goes. Even Brian Snicker said he was not even thinking about that potentially happening. He was kind of focused on what he was going to do for the rest of the game. And then he said, anytime you're ever like in that situation, you're just thinking, hit a home run, it never happens. So just think about something else. And fortunately for him and the whole team, Freddie was able to kind of pull one out of his butt there and send the Braves to the National League Championship Series.
Okay, you don't get to dodge, Joe. I'm not letting you off the hook. Was it the peak of the season or the beginning of a magical run? Don't say I don't know. I want Joe Patrick to tell me if that's the height, or are we starting something here?
Well, I mean, you don't even know the matchup because you don't even know who you're going to be.
Joe, play along here.
Round.
All right, fine.
Okay, I mean, I mean, Freddie Freeman said it was the peak of his baseball career, that moment. So I think that you have to say it's the peak of the season for the Braves so far. But I mean, like, of course, this team is going to want to keep on competing. And I've said it, you know, going into this postseason, if you have two pitchers like Charlie Morton and Max Fried, and now Ian Anderson is showing himself to be a very formidable playoff pitcher, then I think you always have a chance against anybody. And if you look at the way that this team played the Giants and the Dodgers recently, I mean, there's not a whole lot separating these teams. You know, maybe the Giants or those two teams might be a little bit better. Might edge them out over the course of 162 games, they edge them out by a certain amount. But, you know, if you look at the way the Braves are playing the second half of the season, they're playing over 600 baseball. I mean, the Braves are one of the best teams in baseball right now, despite the fact that they've lost all these guys. So I don't see any reason why the Braves wouldn't have any expectation but to go into a National League Championship Series and win it and keep on building from where they were last year.
Joe Patrick's joining us on the waveform.com hotline. All right, so the decision to go with Charlie Morton in the game last night, you get a couple of breaks. One of the breaks is that the Dodgers beat the Giants, so they have to play a Game 5 in San Francisco tomorrow night. Means Game 1 is not going to be till Saturday, so you get an extra day. Presuming Max Fried starts Game 1, I think that's a fair assumption here. Would you start Charlie in Game 2, or would you hold him and give him even more rest and go with Ian Anderson?
I probably would start him in game two. It just gives you more opportunities to use him throughout the series, as he might be needed. Yeah, you've got plenty of time, really. I mean, he'll be pitching on regular rest. Max will probably pitch a simulated game or something like that today, you would think, just to kind of get him on his schedule a little bit, because today is a regular schedule day for him to pitch. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Braves are set up in really great position. And again, when you talk about, you know, whether they should expect or you know, fans should expect for them to be competitive in this National League Championship Series, they're going to have things set up for them quite nicely. And again, there's a gap, you know, whoever wins on the other side will have a couple days at least to kind of get things in order for them, get some rest for their bullpen guys and things like that. But you'd obviously much rather be in the Braves position where you can really kind of fine tune how you want this rotation to line up throughout the series. And so, yeah, I would go Freed game one, Morton game two, Anderson game three, and then you just take it from there and see where guys are and plan it out from there.
Talk to me about roster changes for the championship series. We don't know about Soler. It's possible he could be back for game one if he continues to make all the testing, I guess. You know, there's probably a little bit of angst, too, about is this an isolated to him? That's, you know, something that a lot of us are kind of just, you know, it's over here. We don't want to talk about it. You know, we just hope it is. Mm-hmm. What about roster changes for the NLCS?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really interesting question. First of all, with Soler, Dave O'Brien from The Athletic tweeted that he has heard from some sources that he will have to miss at least 10 days. So there's that. Brian Snicker was asked about that postgame and would not confirm. He just doesn't know what the protocols are. So we're still waiting to hear word on that 10-day rule. But if that is 10 days, that would seem like, you know, probably a lot, you would think you would probably be able to get him back on the 11th day or whatever. And so, but you know, I think a lot of people hear 10 days and they think, oh, he's going to be out the entire NLCS. Well, if he's out 10 days, if that includes yesterday, then he's back for game four. So like, you would still get him back at some point during the series. And especially obviously if you extend it, you know, deep into the series, I would expect him to return. You never know how guys are going to be, if they can knock off, you know, their form, it can knock off their rhythm. No telling how much he'll be able to work in a cage that he might have in his house or something. So just you never know what the ramifications are going to be of this. And it certainly does, you know, that will play into how the Braves set up this roster for this National Championship Series. I mean, I think that you're very likely to now see Christian Pache on that roster. He, of course, was the player who came in and replaced Soler yesterday. And I'll be interested to see what kind of changes they make in this bullpen, in this, you know, on the pitching staff. Braves had a few guys that didn't ever appear for them in this series. Drew Smyly was one. Maybe he's your extra innings kind of emergency type of guy who you need to go multiple innings. That's your guy, and so that's why he wasn't used. But we also didn't see Dylan Lee or Jacob Webb, although Jacob Webb was getting warm in the game yesterday in the bullpen before Freddie Freeman hit that home run. So, you know, I think that a guy like Spencer Strider, you know, he's a guy who came up in that last series against the Mets, big strikeout pitcher, can throw and, you know, touch 100 miles an hour. I think he's a guy who I would still look to potentially make this roster. I think that he's the kind of profile of arm you want coming out of the bullpen in this kind of a big playoff matchup to come in and get you a big strikeout if needed. And I do wonder now if they're able to bring on Pache, or if they feel like they need to bring in Pache to replace Soler, on the hitter side, then maybe you can replace Terrence Gore with somebody who might be able to give you a little bit more at the plate in a pinch hit spot, instead of just having that kind of runner, that designated runner, where you can use now Pache in that spot, even though he might not be quite as good at that role as a guy like Terrence Gore would be.
Talking with Joe Batrick, he's our Braves insider on the WaveForward.com hotline. WaveForward's Atlanta's Ford dealer. Dodgers, Giants, who are you rooting for? The advantage of the Dodgers is no Kershaw at the moment, and you get the home field advantage if you play the Dodgers. And, of course, if you're facing the Giants, you got to go to San Francisco, and they get home field. Which would you rather have?
I think I'd rather have the Giants for a couple reasons. I mean, honestly, either of these teams are extremely good baseball teams. There's not a whole lot to separate them as they're kind of showing in their series. You know, it's not like one is clearly preferable than the other, but I would just say that, you know, having watched the Braves play the Dodgers many times in the playoffs during this 4-year stretch of the Braves been winning division, I just would rather not see the Dodgers, you know, just let's see somebody else. And especially a Dodgers team that has picked up Trey Turner, who seems to kill the Braves every time they play each other. I don't want any part of Trey Turner. I don't want any part of Max Scherzer in the playoffs. You know, I'd rather take my chances against some of these guys on the Giants who are, you know, maybe a little less high profile, a little less proven in some of these big situations. So I don't have any kind of advanced metrics as to like why one might be preferable over the other. It's just, for me, it's very much a case of let's just like try some fresh blood here. And, you know, the Braves did actually have quite a bit of success against the Giants later here in the season. I do think that they just match up a little bit more favorably with them. And either way, it will be a great series against whoever they end up with.
Joe, a couple quick questions here. Any concern that the Braves will put sort of the brakes on base running blunder last year in the NLCS, base running blunders in this series?
I thought they might like try send a message to the clubhouse and be like, hey, let's like not be so aggressive out there today. But clearly that wasn't the case. I mean, on that one that, you know, Adam Duvall was the one who everybody was kind of, you know, had their eye on. But Travis d'Arnaud was also running on that pitch. I don't know if that was a strategic move by the Braves. After the game, there were so many other things to talk about. Brian Snicker was never asked about it, but that was an odd one. And even Freddie Freeman in that game, I think it was in like the second or third inning maybe, hit a you know, kind of a blooper that he stretched into a double that was, you know, a little bit dicey. He got in there and he made it, but he was certainly being aggressive. So they certainly didn't like take the foot off the gas after some base running errors in the game before. But thankfully, this one was not going to be as consequential. It would not have mattered. I mean, the pitcher was up next, and Charlie Morton was an easy out the next inning.
Well,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Game one coming up on Saturday. We expect Max Fried to be pitching for the Braves, whether he's here against the Dodgers or in San Francisco against the Giants. The only, I think, thing we have to work out now. Joe, as always, we look forward to it. Here is the NLCS again, and maybe the Braves can wind their way to the World Series. Thanks, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me on, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. By the way, the answer is just starting, okay? Just starting. You can go to our Twitter at 929 The Game and vote, but the answer is just starting. Because that's what exactly happened last night. I'm just letting you know. Freddie's home run was just the start of everything. That was the kick point. We're just starting on this day. Andy and Randy, top of the hour on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Andy and Randy, top of the hour on Sports Radio 929 The Game. All right, here's how we stack for the remainder of the week here. Dodgers-Giants and their Game 5 will be tomorrow night, late tomorrow night. I think, I don't even know what time it starts. I have to check. In San Francisco, I'm sorry, say that again. 9:07 Eastern. Okay, late tomorrow night in San Francisco. Winner of that game will face the Braves, and Game 1 of the NLCS will be Saturday. And we don't know whether that will be here or whether it will be in San Francisco. The only thing we know is it can't be in Los Angeles. That's all we know. The American League series is set. So tomorrow night, Thursday night, you'll have San Francisco, Los Angeles, Game 5. Then on Friday, you'll have Game 1 of the American League Championship Series between the Astros and the Red Sox. And that'll be in Houston. And then on Saturday again, Game 2 of the ALCS, Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. And we'll see. We're assuming Max Fried will go for the Braves in that game. And so stand by because we got big news coming. Now, Smoke weighs in here. It says, Abe's feelings towards Atlanta sports teams where it's uncomfortable being optimistic, is probably the same feeling that half our fan base feels, but we get called out for not being true fans. See how interesting this is? So Smoke is saying that Abe and Smoke are kind of agreeing here that if you're not optimistic, you get called out for not being a true fan. That's the people that are like me saying, hey, we're just starting, now that was the season peak. I always look at it from the other direction, which is that if I'm optimistic, I get called out for not being realistic, because realistic
you're
is
Kool-Aid
not
boy
optimistic.
At that point, right?
Kool-Aid boy, what are you talking about? Yep. Kool-Aid boy, what are you talking about? Realistically, this was the peak of the season, and the Braves, you can't say that they can win this series. No, you can't beat the Dodgers. They're too good. You can't beat the Giants. They have home field and all those bats. You can't win this. It's not being realistic to say they're going to win. It's certainly not realistic to say they're going to win the World Series. Oh, my God. There's nothing founded in realism in that. Well, okay. Well, we'll discuss that tomorrow at length on this show about that, but So, Abe, apparently I'm not realistic, and apparently you're not a true fan. Just I thought.
No, look, there's middle ground. It's just everything's extreme, right? Everything has to be extreme. There's middle ground. Like, I did feel pretty good against the Brewers. I picked the Brewers to settle myself down, but I felt pretty good. Like, we matched up well with the Brewers, right? I think we match up really well with the Giants. Now, if we play the Giants, I'll pick against the Braves. I'll tell you that the Giants won 107 games. They held off the Dodgers in the NL West. They beat the Dodgers in a five-game. I'll lay it all out for you. I don't know if I can even lay this one out, but Kevin Gausman's a Cy Young candidate. Logan Webb, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'll lay it all out, but I feel good against the Giants. But to make myself comfortable, I'll pick the Giants to beat the Braves. I felt good against the Jets.
Again,
I felt good against the Jets.
Right.
To make myself comfortable
right,
and maybe pick up a game, I picked the Jets. I was wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. That's the other side of this. I think people hear me yell and shout
Let's take all the teams realistically. I think it's realistic. You know, Atlanta United's back in action. They're playing Toronto coming up on Saturday. They have six games to go. I think four of the six are at home. I believe so. They're right now just on the edge of the playoffs. I think it's realistic to assume that they can make it into the playoffs and maybe make a little noise. Maybe it's a little unrealistic to expect them to win the MLS Cup. I think that's fair, right? I think I look at the Hawks getting their season started. I think it's realistic not just to win the playoff and make the playoffs, but to be a top four seed. And I think it's also realistic to say that this team can make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, whether they can win the NBA Finals, I think they can. A lot has to go right. But I think that's realistic as well. I think it's also realistic to say that the Falcons are probably a 7-10 team. I think that's a realistic end for this club. Now, one of the things we don't know is something that I mentioned to Tanitra is we have a trade deadline in 3 weeks. That is going to be an interesting inflection point for this team. Really interesting inflection point. We haven't spent any time on it, obviously, and we probably won't till right around Halloween because we'll have a couple more games under our belt, a game against Dolphins, game against Carolina. So we'll get a better sense of where the team is at, but that's going to be an inflection point. So the realistic portrayal of the Falcons is we don't know. I mean, they're a 7 or 8 win team, or they're a 7 and 6 win team. They're somewhere in that category. They may only be a 5-win team if they decide to trade everybody. I don't know. Or maybe they're a 9-win team that gets hot. They're really hard to wrap my brain around exactly where they're at. If they were 3-2, I might be sitting here telling you they can get to 9-8. But they're not. And so I expect more Washington kind of moments here. Hopefully not, but, you know, I think that's our expectation. As for the Braves, my expectation is nothing less than they are a hard out. And it's not a team. If Freddie ignites it again, they're playing so well in all four phases, not called big hitting, in starting pitching and relief pitching and defense and in clutch off the bench, all the things that you need. Yeah, they're not running the bases real well, but or maybe they are. They're just being aggressive and got to stop running themselves into outs.
Duvall's definitely not running the bases well. Everyone else.
Yeah, he's not. Okay. I mean, he's not. This team starts to hit, they become a – I don't care if it's the Dodgers. I don't care if it's the Astros.
Two teams scare me. I legitimately think you can beat, and I don't want to kill the topic tomorrow, John.
Yeah, you're going to kill the topic, but go ahead.
There are two teams. I'll blindly say this. How about this, John? There are two teams I think you can get past that I can very easily conceivably see the Braves beating in a 7-game series. There are two teams that really scare me.
There's only one team that really scares me, okay? And you can figure out
I honestly don't know, because I don't know how you get past the other team that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, well, I mean, again,
we'll get to this tomorrow. But yeah, we'll there are two teams, and I'll lay it out for you tomorrow. There are two teams that really
Let's put it this way. There's only one team I think you're a decided underdog against.
I think there's
I don't think that there's – I don't think there's
– I assume you're talking about the Dodgers.
You might be a slight underdog, not decidedly an underdog. An underdog against the Dodgers. They don't have Kershaw. You got home field.
All right, then you've got to be going – because the Dodgers scare me. The Astros really scare me.
Well, the Astros are the only ones that you're
that
really
offense,
an underdog against.
My goodness.
Sure. I mean, the Astros are the team to beat.
The playoff experience. But the Astros, I mean, all of it.
But the Astros are the team to beat for everybody that's still standing.
Yeah.
Okay? Not just us. They're the team to beat for the Giants,
like
the Dodgers, the Red
like
Sox,
they're
too.
The team to beat.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe they're not, but I feel like they still feel that way.
Yeah, well, they may. But I'm not overly concerned about that. I'm not. I think, you know, having home field against the Dodgers is a big thing, because I think you can jump on them here. Now, there's an if here, okay? And if this team starts to just hit baby, if our lineup starts to hit without Soler and putting Dansby at the top, may ignite him, okay? It did last night. I mean, first at bat, laces it into the gap and ground rule double. So if we get Dansby going, we just got to get Ozzie going. If Freddie is now kick-started, and that is what's going to get him going, got to get Duvall and Riley and everybody got to be hitting.
John. Huh? We need one of those innings where you just get three or four hits, back-to-back doubles.
Yeah, we
like,
got to
put
just,
up a five spot somewhere.
Right, let's start hitting
get
home runs.
Get comfortable early in one of these
right.
games. That's going to be key.
And, you know, exactly. And so, you know, being at home might be an advantage to that in terms of facing the Dodgers to get this team to hit.
I'm sorry, John. I cannot. I honestly look, can't get past this.
They
Kevin
don't,
Gossman, Logan okay, Webb.
Look, they don't hit. They
I can't
don't
get
win.
Past it.
They don't hit. They don't win. Now, the only reason they happen to win this series is because the other team really didn't hit at all. I don't expect that anybody else left standing is going to go full Brewers offense on us. Okay, they're not. The other teams are going to hit us. They just are. The Brewers did. You won this series because what was the deciding factor? The lack of offense of the Milwaukee Brewers was the deciding factor.
Also, and by the way, to bring
and you took advantage
back
of
up,
that. By the way,
let's talk about what we spoke about before the series started. Devin Williams breaking his hand.
Yep,
that's who's pitching to Freddie Freeman yesterday.
Yep,
it really didn't rear its head until yesterday. And when it did, boy, did it.
Well,
I mean,
and that's why when they put Hader in, they had already burned Boxberger, and they put Hader in, and I thought, in a 4-4 game, you're
going
to burn him now?
Yeah, they're going for it.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean,
if
like,
you have Devin Williams, though, that
I
doesn't
mean,
happen.
And they pitched Woodruff yesterday. I mean, yeah, they were going for it, that's for sure. I mean, because they would have started Burns in game 5, and that would have been it, and their bullpen would have been shot. But, I mean, you could have pitched Hader, but I was just thinking more about extra innings yesterday. I mean, if you get out of that inning, if you're Hader, what are you going to pitch Hader 2 or 3 innings? If they go to extras, who are they don't have Williams. You just burn Boxberger, you burn Woodruff, and you burn Hader. Who are you bringing out there, Milwaukee? I mean,
well,
so.
They can focus on that next season, can't they? Because we're moving on, and they're going home. They can watch us on TV on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Us being the Braves, I know people don't like. I'm not actually on the team, so I'm not us. I'm just a fan.
You know, is there a mouse in your pocket, that kind of thing, right? You know, I got it. We are going to start a GoFundMe to send Oren to a potential Game 7 in Atlanta, should that happen with the Dodgers, or to a
– Hell yeah.
A potential, Game 7 in it should happen against the Boston Red
send
Sox.
Send me
in
to
World
every
Series.
Game. Hell yeah. But if I lose, then, that's going to be a lot of – I don't like to bear the responsibility of the loss if it happens, John. I'm a fragile dude. I don't know if you know this about me. I'm a fragile dude, man.
Your text proved that, I think, on a daily.
There you go. There you go, John.
All right, tomorrow is going to be a loaded show. We'll be looking ahead to the Dodgers and the Giants and asking you about next step. We'll be discussing that with you. Open up the phone lines to talk to you about what's ahead for the Atlanta Braves. Thanks for being part of the show today. Still go to our 9-9 The Game Twitter and vote in whether or not this was the peak of the season yesterday on Freddie's home run or just the start of something special. And jump into the conversation because we're monitoring our Twitter. Even post-show, we do that. All right, Orin, you get to sing the song.
Andy Randy, coming up next. Braves are going to the NLCS. We're champions, and I'm not cursed anymore. On 929, The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.